7 years. I rubbed the stress from my eyes. For 7 years my heart had been cold. I thought of Isaiah and pined. I ached to see him again. For 7 years a hand twisted its cold dead fingers around my heart and squeezed the love out of me. For every year that slipped by, it tightened its hold on me. I'd grown used to it. For 7 years it had been there suffocating me. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't feel. Until that day. I felt my heart writhe in its grip, unable to beat under the strain, and at last I snapped. Something inside of me surrendered, and I couldn't keep it in any longer. The phone slipped from my hands, my chest burned, and I wanted to cut my heart out of me, to curl up and die. I fell to my knees and willed myself dead while I welcomed the pain, and I begged it to kill me. I curled up on the floor, tucking my knees to my chest, and I screamed. I cried. The pain was agonizing. It crippled me, and I lay there and endured it while the hand twisted out my heart. I screamed and clawed at my face. I pulled my hair. For the first time since he left, I screamed his name, wishing him back. Wanting him back. Regretting so much that I hadn't done. I was as miserable as I had ever been, more miserable with Joe, who I had escaped after a few months, chained to his bed in his room, or imprisoned as a sex slave in mine, more miserable than I had been in my father's house where I could escape through my world, more miserable than with Scott, who I could forget in between phone calls and visits to New York. With Richard, there was no escape, no end, no friends, no worlds, no moments of happiness or laughter that broke my miserable existence. I was in a traditional marriage with two children. I had a stable home. I was fed and provided for. There was no war, no struggle, no rapists. I hated every moment of that cookie-cutter marriage, and not one bit of me knew why. I was alone. And that day I chose to wallow in my misery and lie with her. Alone is what I was, and alone is how I would die. Alone was a bitch of a bedfellow, cold and merciless. No one was there. I was still locked in the steel room. The death men encircled me, and there was no door. I held myself. I rocked and screamed as I killed the last part of me, and just like that, the death men were gone. On my hands and knees, I wept in my room, naked in the light with no door, and no place to go, and no one in the room but me.